from KQED.
This Saturday in San Jose, the State Bar of California will swear in a Latino president, the first in the organization's 89-year history. Susan Vallett has the story.
Los Angeles public defender Luis Rodriguez didn't grow up dreaming of becoming a lawyer. He grew up an outsider. Rodriguez was born in Los Angeles to parents who immigrated here legally. When he was three, they moved the family back to Mexico. He says kids there made fun of him and called him names.
They called me from the other side, del otro lado. So in Mexico, I wasn't Mexican because I wasn't born there. When we came back, even though I'm a U.S.-born citizen, I was not treated as an American.
Rodriguez says he was almost like a man without a country. Once he returned to the States, he didn't have good experiences with the police.
I remember this one time when my father got pulled over for a traffic violation and the officer making fun of my father's accent. And then I remember as a kid here in San Gabriel Valley and being pulled over and being asked to step out of the car and being searched. And we asked why, and the officers were barking at us and just checking to see who we were.
Those types of experiences inspired Rodriguez to become a public defender so he could help protect people against injustice. He was first exposed to public defending when he worked at the Santa Clara Public Defender's Office during law school.
For me, it truly has been a love of democracy. And I lived in a different country. I saw what it was to be in a country that called itself a democracy but really wasn't. And I saw the lack of protections against government abuse.
Rodriguez will not only be the first Latino to head the California State Bar, but the first public defender. He ran unopposed for the position. Former state lawmaker Martha Escutia has known Rodriguez for years. Escutia says the fact that Rodriguez is a well-liked public defender means more to her than his Latino heritage.
He will definitely look for stakeholders who perhaps have not been heavily involved in the state bar. And he will always be managing the outcome towards a win-win situation.
The incoming president takes over the state bar as California's legal system could potentially deal with immigration reform, changes that could bring out more scammers targeting immigrant communities. Immigration changes could flood California with up to 3 million people suddenly eligible for U.S. citizenship. Escutia says Rodriguez's background will help.
If immigration reform does happen, and that's a big if, I'm not sure, it will make a big difference to have someone that understands the immigrant community and also understands how that community is constantly being victimized and preyed upon.
Rodriguez has already begun working with state lawmakers to create legislation that would give the California State Bar the ability to go after scamming attorneys and fakes with civil actions like injunctions. Cal State LA political analyst Jaime Regalado says Rodriguez's selection is a sign that trade associations like the California Bar are moving closer to reflecting the population.
It may not be practically very important, but symbolically I think it is. It gives rise to the notion that, and the fact that Latinos and Asians are the fastest growing demographic groups in California, and Latinos will be a majority of the state of California in the not too distant future.
Incoming California Bar President Luis Rodriguez says he hopes the day will come when there aren't any more firsts for anyone, including Latinos. He's surprised it's taken nearly 90 years to have a Latino in charge of the state bar.
Although it's a nice compliment that I'll be the first one, it's also a stark reminder of how far we still are, that it took all of us this long to have a Latino head the agency.
That said, he hopes he'll be judged solely by what kind of job he does in his new post. Luis Rodriguez will be sworn in as the new state bar president Saturday. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Los Angeles.